Missourina News. I'm Bill Wise. Gas prices could climb in the United States and in Missouri soon because of drone attacks over the weekend on Saudi Arabian oil fields. Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association in Washington, D.C. says the fuel price spikes after the attacks show the U.S. cannot frack its way into energy independence. He says this is exactly why the U.S. has the Renewable Fuels Standard.
We have to diversify our liquid fuel supply in order to protect ourselves and insulate ourselves from these sorts of price shocks and price spikes that come from these sorts of geopolitical events.
Cooper says the Trump administration must fully enforce the renewable fuels standard by requiring 31 oil refineries to blend ethanol into gasoline. The family and friends of a woman killed on I-70 in Missouri 9 months ago are offering a $10,000 reward for tips that lead to an arrest.
The Missouri Highway Patrol is still trying to find the murderer of Iowa resident Melissa Pesky, who was shot and killed on I-70 near Boonville, Missouri. Her two children, 5 and 11 years old, were found alive in the back seat of her crashed Ford Flex. She was on her way to visit a friend in South Carolina and was on the phone with her sister when she was shot from outside her car. The patrol says now is the time to speak up on the case and to call 573-751-1000. 573-751-1000. I'm Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
Continued shootings in St. Louis and Kansas City, especially deadly ones involving kids, have triggered some lawmakers and Missourians to call for further gun regulations. Rocheport Republican Representative Chuck Basie says bipartisan bills are possible next year, but the possibilities are limited.
I mean, there's something we can do, but banning the weapons that I own or taking my guns away when I'm not doing anything wrong and I'm, you know, law-abiding, I do everything the right way, is not the solution.
The governor met recently with St. Louis leaders to discuss ways to reduce violent crime there. The governor is in California to find more business for Missouri.
A press release says Governor Parson is meeting with Bay Area company leaders interested in expanding or investing in Missouri. He also plans to visit West Coast-based companies in agricultural technology, professional services, and financial services sectors with an existing presence in Missouri. He plans to thank them for their business and discuss additional ways to collaborate and create jobs here. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Nottoway County authorities in northwest Missouri say an elk was struck and killed by a vehicle yesterday morning. The Nottoway County Sheriff says deputies were called to an area near Barnard where they found the elk. It's the first elk killed by a vehicle in the county, according to the sheriff. The Conservation Department has been notified. And the City of Columbia has had to suspend some curbside recycling services due to collection staff shortages. It's the seventh time since June the city's had to make those service changes. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.